Are you a mime?
No.
I don't know.
I was trying to do the Chris Pratt holds off the raptors stance from Jurassic World.
It doesn't make sense when you're facing the camera.
Is that better?
I thought you were just doing like jazz hands or something. Like,
yeah. I was doing the mannequin challenge. How awesome would it be if we like did our mouthy broadcast mannequin challenge?
We'll do the
but
all mime
then release show. But then we release the audio of it.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. We'll be mannequin mimes. We'll record that as a podcast. It's gonna be great.
Just hot release. Right, we should seriously do that. Like, I feel like if we had like one of those Patreons with like a bonus content subscription, it'd be like this month mannequin mime challenge.
People would be coming to find us to like get their money back. They'd be like, fucking Patreon.
They'd like donate a dollar and then they'd get to hear 5 minutes of silence. But here's the thing. Here's the awesomeness. It wouldn't just be, it wouldn't be like real silence. We would all actually be sitting here on our mics trying to be silent for 5 minutes.
And somebody would just walk in the room and be like, the fuck you doing?
Actually, we should try to like, we should have that challenge. We should be like,
Let's be silent
for 5 minutes and see what happens. Listeners, let us know if you would pay money to hear that. Would you pay money to have us try to be quiet for 5 minutes?
If our listeners are that retarded, yes, please send us all your fucking money.
There we go. There's that word.
Broadcast with arts.
That's Jenny. She's too busy laughing to say her name.
Yes. Hi guys, I'm Jenny.
I'm Lauren.
I'm Peter.
Oh. Wow.
Well then. Well.
We both kind of made that same noise at the same time.
Jinx.
So, speaking of retarded.
Speaking of retarded, that's, listeners.
That's one of those words, man. I'm having trouble expunging it from my vocabulary. Are you trying, I mean, Jenny? Like, do you try to not say the R word? Or, do you just go for it?
Sometimes, but I mean, honestly, I don't really try that hard. Like, I don't have another word to replace it.
That's the problem. What word do you replace retarded with? Because when I say retarded, I'm not making fun of retarded people. I'm not making fun of people with mental disabilities.
That's better.
When I say retarded, I'm talking about things that are just so completely stupid that they make no sense being in the world as they are. Okay. Right. So, like, I was trying to talk about how my son has, like, interests in, like, these retarded YouTubers. One of them, his name is Filthy Frank. Fucking retarded, okay? And I'm not even going to link to him in the show notes.
Should I find a video and play it real quick just so we can hear?
No, he's just stupid. Like, he has this terrible voice, and the premises of his videos aren't even funny if you look at the premise of them, but then he, like, expands it. Like, they're all, like, 15 minutes long, and it's really hard because being the mom of a teenager, he doesn't want to share stuff with me all the time. So when he does actually show me something, I want to be interested and pay attention and right. try to engage and understand where he's coming from with it.
Right.
But like
he finally opens up to you and then you're like, that's fucking retarded.
And I'm like, you're watching this retard? And I'm over here like starving artist on the internet? Yeah. No.
Are we not retarded enough? Is that
right,
the problem?
We're not retarded enough. But
and I thought we were pretty fucking retarded.
We are super retarded.
Retarded AF.
Oh my god, we're gonna get like I feel like this is gonna offend so many people, but
so what's the title of this one? A very special episode.
Yes. Very special Ed episode. So I was trying to tell people that like my son has these retarded interests and I was like, I need a different word. And I used the word ludicrous and then it just became a joke about Luda, you know?
I just always want to hear it in like Mike Tyson's voice saying, "That's ludicrous.
That's ludicrous." Hmm. Now kiss.
Yeah, this is a tough one for me because, like, okay, for real, hashtag real talk. I wouldn't talk to somebody who's actually mentally handicapped and say you're retarded.
I feel like we're trying to say that we're not racist. Like, I feel
we
like,
are.
I feel like this is the talk that people, that white people have when they're like, "Oh, I'm not racist. I just have no other word to say."
That's basically
what word do you use?
I mean, it's. I don't even know if it's that bad. It's probably like saying, like, "That's gay," you know?
Which,
like,
nobody says that anymore. You know what? I stopped saying gay. And that was hard for me, too.
That was a tough one.
That
yeah.
was tough because I never meant it as a slur against homosexuals, but I understand how hurtful it was. So I stopped saying it.
Right. I mean, every once in a while, I will send Peter the gif of Community.
Gay. Yeah, I'm with that. I'm with you on that one, and I think we could all be with you on that one. You know, I guess that's the thing. Like, in limitation and context, most things can be acceptable. I do feel though, like, the last 8 minutes have been completely unacceptable to anyone with a sense of decency.
Yeah, most people are probably like feeling a little uncomfortable with us right now. Perhaps are starting to write their angry letters to.
I've stopped using the word because I know some parents who have kids with disabilities, and I've seen them get upset when people use the word even in jest. So
right, well, I'm really making a conscious effort to not use it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to. This is, you know, this last 8 minutes. This is different, okay?
Are we getting it out of our system right
we're
now?
Getting it out of our system, and then we're going to make an effort. But we need... I need a word. I need another word I can go to.
Right.
You know? Okay, let's ridiculous. I don't think ridiculous expresses the true sentiment of what I'm trying to get across when I use the word retarded.
Right. Because it's got to be stupid, too. Not just ridiculous, like outlandish. It's got to be, like, stupid, kind of silly, or... whatever.
Trumparted.
Like,
no.
What'd you say?
Trumparted.
I feel like it still takes too much of the original word. No. You know? I don't know. Here's something like, that yeah, was retarded. The traffic today. I went to see my brother, and what should have been an hour and 15-minute ride home took me 2 hours. 95 North is fucking retarded.
Now, I could think of other... adjectives to use for 95 North. Like, I can think
bullshit.
Of a lot. Yeah, that bullshit, fucking aggravating, homicidal rage inducing, like, lots of shit.
It's kind of like, I feel like we're that meme about, like, there are, it's not a meme, but there's like a saying, and it, I know it goes through like English majors. Peter, you probably know who said it and what the exact phrase is of how many other words in the English language you can use instead of very. Like, expand yeah. your vocabulary instead of saying very.
That comes from Dead Poet Society, I think.
Oh, okay. No, yeah, you're totally right. Yeah, yeah. Now I remember.
So I Googled it and I found one, a video that's like a PSA, like, you know, don't use the R word.
Okay. Good.
Which I'll share the link for that. But then it just comes up in like thesaurus.com. And some of these are actually like kind of cracking me up. Like, it says bird brained. And I feel like we just went back in time to like the 1940s.
Well,
yeah,
and
bird brained.
Well, and see, that takes... That makes it like a slur because it's talking about a person with mental deficiencies.
It's offensive to birds.
No.
Oh, I found the quote. So avoid using the word very because it's lazy. A man is not very tired. He is exhausted. Don't use very sad. Use morose. Language was invented for one reason, boys, to woo women. And in that endeavor, laziness will not do. It also won't do in your essays.
That was, language was invented to woo women, so women had no part in inventing
no.
language either? That shit's fucked
this
up.
Is, Fucking, some fucking
thanks,
patriarchal
dead
bullshit.
Poets. Never watching that patriarchal bullshit again.
Don't make me hate Robin Williams.
Yeah, no, you can. It's okay. He didn't write it. He just acted in it.
That's...
Sorry, Peter. Just get woke, okay? You didn't call yourself a feminist. Act on it.
Don't be so retarded.
Meanwhile, let's talk bad about the retarded people. Yeah.
Gotta feel bad. I feel so awful. Like, I'm gonna go find a charity to donate to, or, like, right after this.
The thing is, like, it's one of those things that I think that we're all guilty of, at least when we were kids, because it was...
Right.
I remember, like, there was that one show with the mentally handicapped...
Life Goes
action.
On.
Yeah. And... People would joke, like late night talk show hosts would joke about him and
right.
stuff. And like now, like that would not be a thing.
Right.
Or at least people would get upset if that were a thing.
Right. But at the same okay. time, like I also feel like when we were kids, there was a big thing. Like, I mean, we knew not to make fun of anybody with a mental handicap or a physical handicap. You know, like if you saw somebody making fun of a Down syndrome kid when I was in school, there was like, I mean, everybody would. Stand up and be like, that's wrong. Stop
yeah.
exactly what you're doing.
I think we had more assholes in my school or something because, like, yeah, people were just assholes in my school. I'll just leave it at that.
So, like, I mean, I never called a person with a mental disability a retard. I used to call my brother a retard all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But now I don't really call people that word, but I do say, oh, man, that's so retarded about other stuff. And I have been trying not to say it. Like I said, this is just me getting shit out of my system, but I'm looking for a better word.
I found this website, and it's actually not... You said hard.
Hard.
It's not that helpful. It says, quit using the word retarded in 3 easy steps. And the first one is, watch this video, the one I mentioned to you earlier.
Okay.
The second one says, read the WikiHow on how to avoid using the R word. And it says, don't forget what the word actually means. You're talking about people with intellectual disabilities. Yeah, we fucking know that.
No, but like, the word actually, like, if
you
look
it.
At the word and what it actually means, it does. It didn't start as meaning people with intellectual disabilities.
Right. Like, okay.
That's why I have trouble with it, you know?
Yeah, because, I mean, people who had mental disabilities were called that because people were being offensive.
Right.
You know, the word still exists, and it still exists as a legitimate word, you know?
Like, your growth can be retarded.
Right. Like, if something is fire retardant, you know, oh my God, I'm so offended. I'm so offended, I'm on fire. Ah. Sorry, that was retarded.
All right, we're going to find another word. We're going to find another word. End of story. It's out of our system.
Yeah, so we'll share this link, and maybe we'll try. We'll watch this video and follow these 3 easy steps.
I'll
and
read
see if
the
we
WikiHow.
Try.
Probably that's going to be the best thing. But there's an actual WikiHow on how to not say retarded.
I haven't looked at it yet. I feel like it's going to be kind of useless. I mean, like, the page goes on to list, like, you know, a whole bunch of, like, synonyms and stuff that you can use instead, like bird brain. Chucklehead. I like
what?
Chucklehead.
No.
Nincompoop.
But see, these are all things that are talking about, they're still insults, and they're still talking about mental deficiency. And the word I'm looking for does not represent any kind of mental deficiency, right?
Well, you're using it a little bit different. Like you said, you're calling traffic retarded. Like, you wouldn't say that the traffic is a chucklehead. Like,
I wouldn't say that Filthy Frank's YouTube page is a chucklehead either.
No, but you could say he's a...
He's a bird brain nincompoop
asinine,
chucklehead.
Asinine.
It is
sophomoric.
Sophomoric! There we go.
Yeah, but nobody's
word that, that. That's offensive to sophomores.
I don't know. I'll try. But, like, sometimes it just, you know, it happens. Ben makes a joke, and I'm like, you're so retarded.
All right, I think it's break time. But we're going to try. We're really going to try, you guys.
We're going to try real hard, Ringo.
All right, the next time I want to say retarded, I'm going to picture Samuel L. Jackson
mm-hmm.
saying, I'm trying real hard, Ringo.
I like this plan.
And that's how I'm going to get through it. Just going to go try real hard.
And that he'll yell at you and curse at you if you do use the word.
That's right. I better be cool. Better be cool. Just like Fonzie.
Be like Fonzie.
He's a mushroom cloud land motherfucker, motherfucker.
Oh my god, I'm gonna go watch that right after the show.
Me too, me too. My son's been begging to watch it, so I think I'm finally gonna let him watch it.
Yeah, I think my daughter needs to watch it too, yeah. So let's corrupt our kids.
Let's check out this rape scene! Ugh!
Yeah. Bring out the gimp.
The gimp's sleeping. Well, I guess you have to go wake him up now, won't you?
Well, you're supposed to take a break, and now we're quoting Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, let's take a break.
Hey, that's another thing, though. If anybody really would, like, pay extra money for, like, our content, would you want to hear us, like, recite Pulp Fiction?
I would. You know, if somebody wants to throw some ideas out there, like, what we could do to raise money, then I'll give it a shot.
I don't know.
Like, maybe do some more of those movie watch-alongs or some kind of shit.
Yeah. That'd be. Oh, we're supposed to do that again.
Jenny would have to be the wolf.
Goddamn right I am. Listen, if you do what I say, when I say it. All right, break time.
So I went to this burlesque show last night, and it was hosted by, well, I'm sorry, it wasn't hosted by the group. It was the Richmond Burlesque Review that put it on, but all proceeds benefited this charity called SONG, which stands for Southerners on New Ground. And I'm not sure how widespread they are, but it's a charity for the LGBT community in Southern communities trying to, you know, gain acceptance and build bridges and things like that. So this was very politically themed. And of course, all proceeds. And it was. I'm really glad I went because all proceeds, like everything going on there, went directly to this charity. And all the dances were political in some way.
Ooh.
So there was a woman who, you know, she came out with her. She had the fans with like the drapes, you know, going back and forth, and then. Mm-hmm. She ended up actually changing, like she came out naked behind these drapes, but then actually changed into clothes and finished dressed as Lady Liberty.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was really cool. One of the dancers was dressed as Trump.
Ew.
And had on orange face paint, had her, you know, in a suit, had her face in character the whole time. And as she got down naked, like, she didn't take her shirt off, so, you know, you can see her breasts. But she got down to, like, a little G-string, and she pulled a baby carrot out of her pants that was supposed to be, like, Trump's dick.
That's awesome.
And when she first started dancing, too, she was holding out, like, these little doll hands. You know, like, she had her arms up in her sleeves of her suit jacket and had, like, doll hands poking out. That's and, so you know, awesome. Went over and grabbed another dancer by the pussy. it was really awesome. And
I saw you talking about it. And I, like, for a minute, I thought about, like, trying to get my mm-hmm. shit together and coming up to see it. But it didn't happen.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I'm so glad I went, though. And the people that I hung out with, too, were really fun to experience that with. And the whole and I've never been to a burlesque show before. So. The body types, I don't know that I was surprised. Like, I knew that burlesque was definitely for, you know, larger women. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, that sounds so fucked up that I just said that.
It's more accepting of body, different body types.
I knew it was more accepting. But to see these women have such confidence of, and it wasn't, mm-hmm. because it wasn't just like every girl was big or every girl was just, you know, what maybe some people would call plus sized. It wasn't that at all. There were all body types.
Mm-hmm.
So you had like very thin girls all the way up to, you know, the BBW, I guess is what you would say. Mm-hmm. Is that offensive, by the way? I don't know.
I don't think so. I mean, it's a porn term.
I think people who are in that like are accepting of it, I would guess. So.
People use it on their like Craigslist ads.
That's true.
And, you know,
sounds like root beer.
BBW.
Yeah.
BBW root beer.
I'll take a tall, cold glass of BBW.
Also, like, but... I've seen a lot of people dismiss burlesque as like, oh, they're just glorified strippers. It's like, no they put a lot of work into it. It's
right.
I was about to ask, because like, I honestly don't know exactly what burlesque is.
It's a little more bawdy and cheeky than mm-hmm. a strip show would be.
It's more theatrical.
Yes. There you go. It's like very
It's not just about taking clothes off. There's like an act that goes with it.
Right. And this particular act was all about charity, and it draws a different crowd.
So I used to do belly dancing, and I used to go to a lot of belly dancing shows.
Oh.
It sounds like it's a kind of a cross between like that and like a strip show or something. But not, I don't mean to say strip show like a bad way, but just a, you know.
Well, I
don't know.
Okay, well, like one thing is, like, and when I say naked, nobody was entirely naked. There were
like they had pasties on or something.
Yeah, they typically yeah. don't.
Well, and especially in the state of Virginia, you're not allowed to show nipples and serve alcohol.
Okay.
And I don't think you're allowed to be, and you can only be topless.
Right.
You can't even show, you can't even be fully nude anyway, in the state mm-hmm. of Virginia, at least. I know that different states have different laws about strip clubs and what's allowed.
It goes by counties in Florida.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So it's all kind of, you know, it just depends on where you are and what's going on. But... it's all, like Peter said, it's theatrical. It's a show. You know, mm-hmm. you're going to watch a show and participate. And like with this, like the ending of this show, the same woman who had been dressed as Trump came back out in her suit, but she had her makeup done differently. So she still looked Trumpish, mm-hmm. but she sang Hallelujah, and she sang it like, you know,
wow.
gave it her all. And as she stripped, and like the other dancers were performing because she was more focused on the singing. But as she removed her clothing, she became dressed as Do you know, Jenny, do you know the name of the woman on the Virginia flag? It's like a goddess, like the hunter goddess or something.
Oh, Artemis? Is it Artemis?
Yes, yes. I think it is Artemis. Hold on here. Let me find it because I have this picture of it. Just edit out all this bullshit here.
Sure.
Goddess of virtue is what they call her, actually. It's the goddess of virtue from the Virginia flag. She's the one who's standing on, she's standing on a fallen soldier, and it says Sic Semper Tyrannis.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, anyway, she started dressed as Trump and stripped down to look like that goddess. I will try to share the picture in our show notes, but I don't know if I'm allowed to.
Yeah, you probably want to ask before you post it, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But it was really, it was, and it was moving too. Like it was, yeah. So I had this really great experience there. It was because, and in between each dance, they talked about their charity that they were supporting, and mm-hmm. they talked about basically getting woke AF and not just sitting here thinking, oh, I can't believe Trump is our president. How did this happen? But also what to do, what charities to get involved with, what movements mm-hmm. to take a part of, so that we can progress and we can move on as a country and we don't have to go backwards in these next 4 years. We can still make steps ourselves. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, it was very body positive. Like I'm watching these women and I'm like, damn, I want to do that. I want to learn how to make my booty clap. Like, you know.
Was there booty clapping in burlesque?
There, like, there was one dancer who was booty clapping. It wasn't like, but it was showy. Like it's different.
Right.
It wasn't like just, it's sexual, but it's sensual. And
right.
It's, I can't even, I don't know.
Because I always kind of thought booty clap is more of like a modern thing, where burlesque is kind of more like an old fashioned take on
well,
a strip show, I guess.
I mean, this group brought in, incorporated a lot of, you know, incorporated some modern things.
Different styles or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But I went from there. Feeling very body positive about myself, mm-hmm. just based on what I had seen there. My friends and I went out to karaoke afterward.
Ooh, what'd you sing?
I sang Sabotage. I don't know if I've ever admitted that on the podcast before, but that's my jam.
You would make J.J. Abrams proud.
I rocked some faces off.
The Beastie Boys were woke AF.
Yeah, they were. I just saw the thing you posted today, Peter. Love Adam Yauch so hard, man. Anyway, back to what I was talking about. There was this guy who had just sang, and I'm standing there with my two friends who are both married. And of course, they're both like trying to push me off on other people. And this guy had just sang and done a really good job. And as he's walking by, like all three of us were like, you know, stopping to say, that was a great song. Good job, man. And he stopped and was talking to my friend Kitty. And then, you know, they were talking to for a second or two. And then I turned and I went to introduce myself to him. And he said, your friend just shut me down so hard. And I was like, well, that's because she's married, but also I'm single. So if she's shutting you down, she's just probably trying to get you to talk to me. And I said, unless you have a problem with that. And this guy, which I thought was kind of like a cute, like, I'm flirting, but it could go either way. I'm obviously not taking this too seriously type of line.
Right.
The guy looks me up and down. And it's like a double once over. So like the.
Yeah.
And then he said, actually, there is a problem with that. And he turned and started talking again to my friend who's married.
What a fucking dick.
Right, right. So I don't know what to call that. That's not exactly being negged.
That's just purely being a fucking dick.
Yeah,
being turned down like super hard. Like, dude, I wasn't asking you for anything. Like,
right.
But he was still trying to like talk to my married friend.
Like there's 30 ways he could have been like way nicer, like okay, I'm not interested, but blah 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 or something. Like
yeah, that's nice of your friend, but I'm not interested. But then he goes on to try to like talk her up and like is he hitting on her or is he just
No, he was hitting on her hard. Like
does married woman does that just not process for this guy? Or like for me, like, if I hear a woman's married, it's like, okay, off limits. Like,
right. off some limits, people, but nice talking to you. You seem like a nice person.
Some people
person.
Are not turned away by that.
Right.
Like, I know from experience, unfortunately, like, there was times that, like, I would be out at a bar and a guy would just be like, so, blah, 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 and I'd tell him right away.
Well,
you know,
there are
married.
Men who will say, like, when you, yeah, because I used to, when I was married, I would do that too if I was out with my friends. I'd immediately say, yeah, I'm married, but, you know, we can talk. You know, I'm not going to tell somebody you can't talk to me. I'm not even
right.
going to tell somebody you can't buy me a drink, but you're going to know up front nothing's happening here.
No, but
you know?
this one guy was just like, I like husbands, and he goes on to try to hit on me anyway and just fucking ignores
I like
it.
Husbands?
Like, what, you invite yourself to a fucking three-way? Get out.
No, but there are, there would be a lot of guys who, when you say, like, you know, yeah, nice to meet you, I'm married, and they'd be like, where's your husband? Why isn't he here?
Yeah, like, and they try yeah. to get around it.
Oh, yeah, so you're out alone? Why is that? Yeah.
I would just like, be like, okay, that's cool. Can we just hang out and not
right.
be a thing or something?
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
That's because you're, a decent human being. You know?
Right.
I mean, even if a woman was, like, in, like, a bad marriage and was trying to hit on me, I'd still be like, no, you're still married. Like, I don't want to be part of your...
Well, you have a lot more virtue than most of us. So, you know.
And the sad thing is that that person that you passed up because you're a decent human being, she probably went on to just bang some random guy, you know, who probably treated her like shit because maybe that's what she was out looking for, you know? Because that's what happens sometimes when you're in a bad relationship.
Am I the only guy who had, like, good parents?
Probably.
Like, I was raised by a single mother who taught me how to respect women. Like, why is this so foreign to so many other guys?
I don't know. I don't know.
But I really think that, like, women are not generally used to men treating them respectfully.
That's the crazy part. It's like,
yeah,
like when I hear, like, oh, you know, when I give my point of view and people are like, oh, well, you know, that's because you're a nice guy, we don't hear that a lot. It's like, well, why not? Like, why are we such assholes?
I do think that there's a lot of women that basically reward assholes for being assholes, you know, like the whole bad boy thing. You know, like, I had a friend who would turn down a nice guy because she just didn't think that he was as attractive, or she didn't fit, or he didn't fit, like, her type or something, you know? So she would go and chase after, like, a married guy or a guy that was a dick to her or something like that. And it's like, why?
Well, I think some people, just because of the relationship model or their upbringing, they're seeking chaos. They're not seeking stability.
Right.
I mean, I know we've talked about, like, the white knighting and the pink knighting before. Like, there are women who want to take something and fix it. Like, that's been my mm-hmm. problem in the past, is that it's not necessarily that I wouldn't be attracted to somebody initially, but the relationship that I'm attracted to is mm-hmm. I'm going to make this better. I'm going to take you and protect you and keep you, and we're going to make this, you know... Mm-hmm.
I think I've mentioned this once before, but one girl that I was in a relationship for a while straight up told me that she's attracted to men who seem broken. And I was like, the mm-hmm. fuck? Like,
yeah, yeah.
At least she could admit it. Like, right. There's people like me, for instance, who don't realize it and continue to do the same shit over and over again, right. You know? And you think, no, I'm not doing that this time.
I was just like, should I be insulted? Like... I mean,
I don't think you should be insulted. I think it's that...
Like, I know I'm not perfect. It's just like, I felt like, okay, I like dating guys who are messed up or something.
Well, it's like, for me, I'm trying to not be attracted to that anymore. But I also know that, not to say I'm broken, but I'm not exactly a Swiss watch. Like, I don't think I'm completely broken, but there's a lot of mechanics that don't exactly fire off as they should or exactly on time. So
gotcha.
I think that most people are trying to match their broken, you know?
Right.
Which it can help you compensate But when you're compensating too much, that's when you get into, like, that codependent territory, you know?
Right. I think I'm straight up like Jimmy and Gretchen at the beginning of You're the Worst, where it's like, I've been burnt out on so many relationships where it's just like, why bother anymore? Let's just not.
Right, yeah.
Like, I don't...
And there's a lot of perspective. Like, I mean, I know I joke all the time about being alone and not being able to find a date or whatever, but there's a lot of perspective that I've gained in the past 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm. You know? Same here. It's like, I'm fine being single. If somebody comes along, that's great, but I'm not one of those people who doesn't feel complete unless they have a significant other.
Right.
Like, I make jokes about being single, and I've did the whole relationship status jokes and stuff, but, like, at the end of the day, like, I'm okay with it. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't feel incomplete.
Right. Because we do have other things in our lives that are wonderful and great things that we don't have to have, you know.
I mean, it gets awkward, like, when just about all your friends are in relationships and, like, you want to hang out and, like, you're the kind of feel like the fifth wheel or something. But
I keep going to game nights where I'm the only single person.
But the trick to that is to making friends with couples that don't make you feel like that.
Right, exactly. Like, I've got two really close sets of couple friends right now, but I never feel like I'm not invited.
Yeah, like, you know? They make me feel, like, welcome, and, like, I also feel like I could hang out with one without the other, and I wouldn't feel like I'm breaking up some kind of, you know, union or something, or... So, shout-outs to my married friends, because I like you guys, and you make me feel like... You make me feel loved.
Me too, and it's like sometimes when I get out there and I meet people and I realize that so many people are just literal garbage, you know, it makes me feel better for being single.
Oh, there's things I want to say that I probably shouldn't put on the show.
We can end the show and then just keep talking. That's fine.
I think we should.
Because we're at a good time right now. I think we've...
Yeah, and you kind of triggered me with that You're the Worst shit.
Oh, God damn it.
That fucking show.
Sorry.
I blew an opportunity to steal a blender out of the wedding I went to last week. No, I actually really like the bride and groom. I wouldn't steal one of their gifts.
You better not steal a blender.
No. Yeah, because I kind of want to talk about that show. So let's get off the air so we don't spoil it for anybody else. But one thing that it's not a spoiler, in the wedding episode from this season, season 3, I didn't realize for, like, the first 2 breaks or something that they were all just continuous shots.
I noticed.
Yeah.
I was like, are they really doing this?
Yeah.
Ben pointed it out to me, like, during the second one, and I was like, holy shit, they have been doing that. And it just...
And I thought it was just going to be, like, for, like, the first segment, and then, like, you know...
Right, me too.
Then they would come back, and it'd be, like, in the more conventional format, but they kept going. I was like, wow, like... Kudos to the fucking tech team here. Like,
yeah. The tech team, the director, the actors, because they have to get all of that right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was a little distracted by it at some point, though, because I was like, I felt like I was watching it to see, like, if everything was working right, and, like, watching it from a technical standpoint rather than just watching the stories unfold and everything. But it was cool. Like, they, you know, it's like you're a fly on the wall, you know, going through all the different rooms in this wedding and just hearing, dropping in on all these conversations and stuff, and it was just,
and it wasn't just the main characters. Like, you drop in with, like, the people working at the wedding, and there's, like, this cocaine subplot going on. Like,
yeah, I kept waiting to see what else was gonna happen with that too, like.
And I feel like it's one of those shows that, like, I almost need to go back and watch certain episodes again like that and see what's going on in the background that I'm not paying attention to because I'm focusing on, like, the main 2 people talking or whatever.
I want to go back and focus on what Edgar's doing in the background, because they kind of made that a point this season that everybody is kind of ignoring what he's going through because everybody is so selfish on that show.
Right.
Right. But, okay, yeah, no spoilers. Okay. So, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Mouthy Broadcast. Go to mouthybroadcast.com. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and give us a call at 757-541-CUNT. And see you next Tuesday, motherfuckers.
Peace. Is that an or an
It was an
He just came in his pants.
Not again.
Well, I mean, we're talking about burlesque, and I just started thinking, and